This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Coronavirus cases in the United States topped 8 million Friday. AP's Mike Kempton reports that cases are on the rise in 44 states.
Many of the biggest surges have occurred in the Midwest and Great Plains, where there has been a resistance to wearing masks and other precautions, and where the virus is considered only a big city problem. According to Johns Hopkins University, new cases in the U.S. have increased in the past 2 weeks from an average of about 40,000 a day to an average of more than 52,000 a day. Deaths are climbing in 30 states, but responses to the surge in the hardest hit states have varied from raising the risk level to doing nothing. I'm Mike Hempen.
The world's largest randomized trial of COVID-19 treatments found conclusive evidence that remdesivir, drug used to treat U.S. President Trump when he fell ill, has little or no effect on serious cases. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The WHO has announced the long-awaited results of a six-month trial that endeavoured to see if existing drugs might have an effect on the coronavirus. The study, which is not peer-reviewed, found the drug treatments tested, which included remdesivir and hydroxychloroquine, had little or no effect on whether or not patients died within about a month or whether hospitalized patients recovered. The results are in sharp contrast to a large study in the US which found remdesivir shortened the time to recovery by about 5 days on average. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And Gilead Sciences is questioning the findings of a World Health Organization study which concludes its COVID-19 drug remdesivir does not help patients who have been admitted to the hospital. This is VOA News. President Trump is redoubling his efforts to win the critical battleground state of Florida, appearing at rallies across the state on Friday. AP's Sagar Magani.
As he's been saying for months, the president told a Florida crowd there's light at the end of the tunnel.
We are rounding the turn.
Hours later in Michigan.
Turn the corner. My Lord. It's not disappearing. In fact, it's on the rise again.
New cases per day are up in 44 states. Deaths per day are growing in 30. As it courts the senior vote, the Trump administration's unveiled a plan to get virus vaccines to nursing homes for free within 2 days of the drugs being approved. Pfizer has now joined Moderna in saying the earliest it could even seek approval is mid to late next month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. authorities have arrested and charged a former defense secretary of Mexico with helping to smuggle thousands of kilos of drugs into the United States.
Prosecutors accused General Salvador Cienfuegos Cepeda of acting on behalf of the H2 cartel from 2012 to 2018 while he was serving as Mexico's defense secretary. They say intercepted BlackBerry messages show the general, in exchange for bribes, ensured Mexico's military did not conduct operations against the cartel, allowing it to smuggle cocaine, heroin, methamphetamines, and marijuana into the U.S. Cienfuegos is also accused of alerting cartel leaders to a U.S. investigation, including cooperating witnesses and informants. I'm Ben Thomas.
French President Emmanuel Macron is denouncing what he calls an Islamist terrorist attack against a history teacher decapitated in a Paris suburb Friday, urging the nation to stand united against extremism. Authorities say the teacher had discussed caricatures of Islam's Prophet Muhammad with this class. The suspected attacker was killed by police. Voting continues in New Zealand's general election, with voters queuing at schools and community halls across the South Pacific nation to cast their ballots. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is seeking a another three-year term for her center-left government against an opposition led by the Conservative National Party. And Armenian and Azeri forces fought new clashes Friday, defying hopes of ending nearly 3 weeks of fighting over the Nagorno-Karabakh enclave. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.